Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. Yesterday, the federal government passed its $107 billion relief package at Parliament. The new Canadian Emergency Response Benefit, or CERB, offers up to $2,000 per month for 4 months to help those impacted by COVID-19. Prime Minister Trudeau.
With more generous measures to help even more Canadians, we're now talking about $107 billion to support people and businesses. We launched the new Canada Emergency Response Benefit, which will provide $2,000 a month for up to 4 months to people who are not getting paid as a result of COVID-19. This will replace the two benefits we announced last week to make it even simpler for you to get help. An application portal will launch as quickly as possible, and people should start receiving money within 14 days of applying.
The Prime Minister also warned that there have already been some text message scams about the CERB portal. The correct CERB online portal can be accessed through the federal government's website, canada.ca. As part of the CERB plan, the Prime Minister highlighted three other support measures. The Canada Child Benefit will be boosted in May. The financial increase is meant to assist families with costs during the uncertainty of COVID-19. The GST credit will also be supplemented to help families and individuals with low or modest incomes who receive it every few months. And there is a six-month interest-free moratorium on Canadian student loans to help students through the COVID-19 crisis. The federal government has also confirmed that it is in talks with Canadian banks to convince them to lower their interest rates on unpaid credit card balances during the COVID-19 crisis. A more accessible and cheaper form of credit could also be implemented by the government, according to the Prime Minister.
I can assure you that the Finance Minister has had conversations directly with the banks about credit card interest rates. We recognize that they are a significant challenge for many Canadians at this point. That is why we are encouraging them to take action to alleviate the burden for Canadians. At the same time, as we are looking on our end at making credit more available and less expensive for Canadians to be able to make it through the next few months.
As of noon on March 26th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 3,409 cases of COVID-19 and 35 deaths. Over 158,000 people have been tested across the country. Under the Quarantine Act, it is now mandatory for all international travelers to self-isolate. The emergency order was in effect as of midnight on March 26th. In a release by the Public Health Agency of Canada, the order states that anyone entering Canada by air, land, or sea must self-isolate for 14 days. This applies to everyone, whether or not they have symptoms of COVID-19. Returning travelers cannot use public transportation to travel to their place of isolation. They also cannot isolate themselves in a place with vulnerable people, like seniors or individuals with underlying health conditions. Minister of Health, Patty Hajou.
They will be screened through CBSA, obviously all international travelers, and they will be provided the information that they need to take with them about the quarantine order that will include the penalties if they violate the quarantine order. They will also be provided the supports depending on their personal circumstances around transportation and around onward travel.
Anyone who fails to comply with the order could face legal measures. Maximum penalties include a fine of up to $750,000 and/or imprisonment for 6 months. A person who causes a risk of death or serious bodily harm while willfully or recklessly violating the act could face a fine of up to $1 million and/or 3 years imprisonment. The order applies to everyone who is permitted to enter Canada. There is an exception for essential workers, like healthcare workers or truck drivers, who must cross the border regularly to ensure the flow of goods and services. Essential workers will still need to practice social distancing and self-monitoring. This was The Response for March 26th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The response is also supported through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.